Since the beginning of COVID-19, I've been thinking a lot about the theme of interior freedom. And this has to do with the understanding of how can we grow in being free in our interior lives. Even in the outer world, there are so many things that are going on that are beyond our ability to control. And it seems that one of the things in my own life that I have been trying to meditate upon is to discover that my life is a gift, and so is yours. This is true at the most fundamental level when you think about the fact that our birth was not our choice. We had no say in the fact that, well, we are here. However, as the Lord said to St. Catherine of Siena, I have created you without you, but I will not save you without you. I've created you without you, but I will not save you without you. That he desires our cooperation. Now, when we come to this deeper realization that Jesus wants us to cooperate with him in our salvation, we discover something that is of the greatest importance. That at its most fundamental level, life is relational. First and foremost, it's about our relationship with the Blessed and Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we discover life's meaning when we come to a deeper appreciation of this relationship. And we have Jesus himself who confirms this for us when in today's gospel he prays, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. To know the one true God, this is the greatest gift that we can discover in life. And indeed, it's as we come to discover more the gift of who God is in the person of Jesus that we come to an understanding of who we are in turn. Today, Deacon Tom began to read what is called Jesus's high priestly prayer. This is the longest prayer in the New Testament, and we will hear it today, tomorrow, and again on Thursday. This prayer struck me as I was meditating upon it yesterday, that in today's reading, the emphasis of gift is so clearly expressed, because 11 times the form of the verb to give is used. So clearly, the theme of gift is central to this prayer of our Lord. And there are three things that I want to focus on, three dimensions of this gift. First of all, Jesus prays with thanksgiving for the gift of the apostles, that is, those that the Father had given to him. And in this first part of the prayer, as he's thanking the Father for the gift of the apostles, as you read through the prayer, you realize that we're also included. Because as we'll hear on Thursday, he's not praying only for the apostles, but for all who will believe in his name through their message. And so here's the first thing Jesus would say to us, or is saying to us, that we are a gift to him. That through our baptism, we have come into this relationship with Jesus Christ. And as we understand this reality, then we understand the second thing that Jesus says. Father, I've now completed the work you have given me to do. The work you have given me to do. Remember, I said he's praying this prayer on Holy Thursday. And right after this prayer is done, he will go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And then on Good Friday, he will go to the cross, where he will complete the work that the Father gave him to do. And what is that work? To take into himself the sin of the world. Now, at its most fundamental level, what is sin? It's the belief that you and I can make sense of our lives without reference to God. Or indeed, we don't have to not only refer to God, we can take God's place. And so, as the serpent said to our ancestors of old in the Garden of Eden, You'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Now remember what Jesus said about eternal life? Eternal life is to know the Father, to know the Son, to know the Holy Spirit. Here the devil says life will find meaning when we can distinguish between good and evil, when we can control our own lives. But such deception leads only to ruin in life. And rather than seeing life as a gift, it's perceived as a burden to be resented, as the rest of Genesis chapter 3 so clearly illustrates. So far we've heard two things about the nature of this gift, that we are a gift to Jesus, that the work the Father gave him to do, the work of our salvation, is the greatest gift of all. And thirdly, having prayed in this way, Jesus talks about the gift of his words. Words that the Father had given to him that he in turn passes on to us. And so he prayed. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you have given to me, I have given to them, and they have received them. And know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Here is the heart of the matter. The words of Jesus are an expression of the one who is himself the Word. For as we read in John 1:14, that most famous of verses, and the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we've seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And here's the thing, beloved, about the words of Jesus. They are full of grace. This means that they are infused with patience, with love. They are words that are never forced, but are always invitational. They are also full of truth, that when incorporated into your life, into my life, into our lives, they will bring us to that interior freedom of which I spoke at the beginning of the homily. One last thing. In John chapter 8, remember Jesus says these words, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Words full of grace and truth. And here Jesus says, when we truly see who we are as revealed to us by God, then we will be free. And so may you and I, on this day, discover more and more what it is to grow in interior freedom. As we recognize that you and I are gifts to Jesus, that his work of salvation is his gift to the world, and that his words, when applied to our lives, help us to discover what it is to be truly free. This is what Jesus wants for us during these days of COVID-19, that when the outer world is in so many ways beyond our control, that we can find that interior place, that interior freedom, because we are his.